What are the top things to do with children or grandchildren stroke?
Yeah. What age? Two?
Two and a half.
So your grandkid.
I've done something that
oh.
No, it was good.
Oh, you went to the circus, didn't you?
Yes, I told you already.
Yeah. I don't know if you told us on this show or you just told me on the phone, I reckon.
Yeah.
But I'm always intrigued. Yeah. I mean, I've been to circuses with my kids. Not many, though. I like an old-fashioned one.
Well, this is the thing, is that you got your Cirque du Soleil.
I haven't been to that.
Look, they're fantastic. Unbelievable. I mean, if you're in Vegas, not that I've ever been in Vegas, but... You know, they're incredible what they do, the acts they do, and, you know, it's slightly annoying, but it's a little bit...
Yeah, Kitty Flanagan has a great routine about the clowns coming out in between everything, and then it gets to the stage where some... Oh, anyway, it's on. It'd be on YouTube. Her Cirque du Soleil routine is hilarious.
I sort of have this thing with the more suburban ones where I go, oh, you know...
Ashton's.
Yeah, this one was Circus Royale.
Oh yeah, I've seen.
Yeah,
that
and not that you judging it. Well, yes, you are judging it slightly because you're going. I'm not sure I'd really want to see that. Anyway, so Selena booked the tickets for us to take along the grandchild, and I was open minded, and ended up having the best day, the best afternoon. It was 11 o'clock show, and it was all things circus. You know, there was a clown. There was one clown, which that one's plenty. One's plenty, and he was more of a European sort of clown. He wasn't your classic.
They often import some of their people.
Well, he was definitely international. He just had a swagger that was funny and good to be around. And then you know, you had the Lion Brothers they did the tightrope. They did the swinging ball thing on a big metal thing swinging through the air. And then they did the Globe of Death, which is a big cage that they ride around in on motorbikes.
Oh, motorbikes. Yeah, I love that.
Do full 360s in there. And then one does it, then two, then three get in there. And being a small circus, you are, you know, you're 15 foot away from it.
And no animals?
Well, they that's the thing. I hate seeing animals, you know.
Yeah, like the tigers. Or
performing and lions. You know, there's that great.
You start taking the lion side.
You do. You go. It'd be great if
Siegfried and Roy.
When you heard that he got bitten.
Yeah.
You went, well.
Fair enough.
That's what happens. You're going to deal with, you know.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, they're going to go, you know, I'm sick of jumping through a hoop and putting funny pants on and doing a dance for you. Cop this, buddy. No, there was some geese.
Geese. They've gone to geese. Oh, mate, I'm in charge of the animals in the circus. Oh, we got an elephant.
Don't judge me too early. What do you got? What do you got? Lion? What do you got? You got elephants? No. What about tigers? No.
Geese.
I've got geese. And what did the geese do? The geese came out and wandered around and
the guy had a little stick and chased them and stuff.
Yeah, and then they were meant to go down the slide and they didn't go down the slide and just flew off. I think that was the joke.
Okay. Was it just like a straight hour show and then you're done, or did they have an interval?
Oh, interval. No. Interval. They went and bought coloured sticks that light up and we shook those around, and then they bounced balls around, and then we had, what do we have, something on a stick and popcorn and, you know. Oh, no, that was fantastic. But what was interesting for me was I got to chatting. Yes, I do. I'm a chatter. Chatting to one of the guys that does all the, he's the rope holder. He's the guy that who when someone's on the trapeze, he's the one at the other end of the rope.
He's like a rigger.
A rigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And
grip. Grip's electrical, isn't it? Yeah, a rigger kind of guy.
Yeah. And as I said to him, their life is in your hands.
Oh yeah.
If you don't do a double bowline correctly, they fly off into the crowd.
And do a reef knot.
Yep. Anyway, so chatting to him, and he was really a nice guy. He said that, you know, today was a busy day. We did this show, then we're going to do one more show. Then we've got to pack up the tent.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's right.
And he said, that's a big night because we're going to pack up that, and then we've got to go to the next location. And anyway, so he said, oh, we're pretty tired because we had three shows yesterday, all sold out. And you go, three shows yesterday on the
Who's
Saturday?
Who's making all the coin?
Well, Mr. Royale, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of the girls came out then. While I was chatting to him, and she was the girl that brought out the chairs and then stacked them up in a line, about eight chairs.
And then someone climbed up them.
And then she climbed up them.
Oh, wow.
And did a handstand.
That's like a trapeze thing.
And as you're going, please don't let it go wrong today.
Oh.
please don't let it go wrong. You know, because all the things they did, no net.
Yeah, no trapeze, net.
No net.
No net.
No net.
Yeah.
Bit like this show.
No net.
No backup. There's no, if something goes wrong, you know.
It's just like a, it's a broken bone or a very sore. It's a lot of trips to the physio if something goes wrong with those guys, isn't it?
Yeah. And then I said, and I did say to her, I noticed that you, with the chair girl, you were the only one that had two guys standing there, and the guy I was talking to was one of them. And she said, well, yeah, it has gone wrong on one occasion.
Oh, what happened?
Well, she fell off.
Yeah.
And it fell down. And he said, but we're there to catch you, catch her.
Yeah.
And then she corrected him. And this is, if you're ever near someone who's doing an act, you got to learn from this next statement. You don't catch someone when they fall from a trapeze. You deflect them.
Oh, wow.
Because she said...
Well, she just pushed him... What?
You deflect them because if one person lands on top of another person...
That's not
That's
great.
Two people hurt.
Yeah.
Whereas if you deflect them, you take some of the pace off it, and then two people don't get hurt.
Oh, wow.
So...
Is that what happened, you reckon?
I think so. She was, yeah. But I think she was just... reminding him that it's a deflection, not a catch.
Wow.
So
she's thought a lot about that.
If you're in the front row of Circus Royale and someone lands, don't catch, deflect.
Circus Oz, did you ever see them? They were good.
They've departed.
Yeah, disbanded. Yeah, they had a big internal fight. But my wife did go along with the kids, not recently, maybe 5 years ago, and said it was a thing where democracy was at work too much. Like everyone got to go.
Everyone got to turn.
Everyone got to
go.
And it's just like, it needs an edit. You know, not everyone gets to do the chair trick. You know what I mean? Like,
Now, that's the thing is if someone can climb a rope, then you've got a few people who can climb a rope and then do a bit of a twirl around. You go, maybe one climbing rope person's enough.
Democracy in show business often doesn't work.
No, it's got to be in terms of talent and the wow factor.
You need a Mr. Royale or a Mrs. Royale just cracking the whip going, too long.
You're back up. You're
understudy.
Understudy. Yeah, look, if we need another rope person, then job done.
But what a great granddad you are. Going to the circus.
Going to the circus. And I've been seeing a lot of toy shops lately. But I was going to tell you, the time I was, because I had a similar thing happen to me. Because I was in, you know that you can do it in Australia now, but back when I did it in Vegas, they had this where you could skydive in a room.
Oh, yeah. You can do that near the airport in
Melbourne. Yeah, right. Where it's a massive updraft and you can skydive. Yeah. Anyway, I went in there. I'd had a couple of drinks, which was, they should have breathalyzed me. And I went with two really big guys. Yeah. So they had to turn it up really hard.
Full load there, Kenny.
They're flying around a bit and they go, And then I fly and I go straight up to the top.
Oh, yeah.
And what they said was, if you get over the side, you're going to drop. Meaning over the seat section, you'll drop. Don't put your arms or your legs out because you'll break them. What you got to do is, as you're going down, you got to get into a roll position. So I went to the side, and because it was way up the top, and then it dropped, I'm going down. So I went, don't use arms or legs. You just go into a roll position and land on my head.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Like I didn't kill myself.
How high was it?
Oh, probably is. How high is this room?
This ceiling is about, that's 12 feet at least.
Yeah, it'd be higher than that, I reckon.
And you fell from that height?
Yeah, but it was padded.
Yeah, but still.
Still. And then the guy just got me and just picked me up off the seat and threw me up in the air again. Anyway, if ever you fall on this show, Dave, reassure that I will.
You will not catch me, you'll deflect me.
I will deflect you. And that should be the motto in life. Don't catch people because maybe you catch their...
Catch their grief. You catch their problems.
Because I reckon, as I say to Selena, don't pick up money on the street because you pick up other people's bad luck.
Unless it's like 10 grand, pick it up.
I mean, a dollar, I wouldn't pick. What would you pick up? I'm going to pick up a dollar.
Oh, I would. $2, yes. Five,
50,
yes.
50 cents.
I found $25 on the street the other day, but I realised it was mine. I just dropped it.
Well, I dropped $50 and I talked about it on this show. I dropped $50 in the street and I was on 3AW and I put the call out and a woman found it. I get together and she gave me the 50 back and she goes, I've already spent it on a local business. And I went,
How's this? I was just down the shops here and a guy pulled out in like a work van, like a delivery kind of van, but it had a khaki top and a screen, a TV, and a padded box fell out onto the road.
No.
And he kept driving. And so I picked it up thinking, woohoo, fell off the back of a truck. But then someone said, you know, I walked towards him. He was at some lights, and then someone said, "Hey, mate, you." And so I was a good guy. I gave it to him.
Oh, you pointed it out.
Mate, I lifted it up and carried it to him.
You're a good guy.
I said, no one has to know. That'll be all right. So, hey, if you're getting the TV delivered, on what day is it in Melbourne, just check it.
I mean,
check the cracks.
Because you know, here's, we'll go to the music in a second because I'm being interesting. But when you get a television, they come in that special box.
Yes.
They can lie down in the box.
Yeah.
They can stand up in the box.
Right.
But once they are out of the box, they can't lie down.
Oh, wow, there you go. Well, that fell out of a truck onto the road.
Onto the road.
In probably, the box.
Yeah, well, it's probably not going to be great. No. But anyway, you do learn things
said,
on this show.
No one needs to know, mate. Don't worry about it. Here comes the music. Here we go.
Welcome to Somehow Related. Now, please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
And welcome to the podcast. Somehow related, we get two topics. We've got to work out how they're related. It's pretty simple. It's going up the charts. It was number 17 the other day.
You don't talk about.
Oh, we don't talk about our charts.
Oh, but you can because you know that stuff. I don't know.
I don't know that. Well, I just Google and have a look. We were 23 and then we were 17 in the comedy. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but now it's important. Now it's I feel under pressure.
No, it's not important.
And we're getting reviewed and we're getting bad reviews now.
Look, we had one bad review.
He wasn't happy.
He said we were entitled, no, privileged, I think the word was.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, but you know what? We earned our privilege. We worked hard to get our privilege.
I like hearing you respond to this stuff.
We weren't born, we're not Tom Elliott and Lindsay Fox's kids, are we?
Hello. I drive an Audi and I live in Bayside. I'm privileged.
Yeah, but you grew up not in privilege, did you?
No, that's very true.
And you earned your privilege because you worked hard. Now, not everyone who works hard gets privilege, unfortunately.
See, I like this philosophy.
Because everyone, you know, you work in a factory for 50 years, you could still be renting a house.
Yeah.
But me and you were lucky. We used our talents and whatever and, you know, sure.
And because he won't be listening. And then he said,
no, I reckon
he said,
be.
I was conceited. I would be really offended if I knew what conceited was. What it means.
And he said, the biggest fault is that I ever go at anti-vaxxers on a device society. Well, look, you know, actually one of my friend's friends is a good, I got on really well with her. She's an anti-vaxxer. She hasn't been vaccinated.
I don't
judge her, but you know what? I still hang out with her.
I don't mind what people do, as long as they don't
hurt other people. What were you going to say?
Bang the drum too loud about what they want. Do what I do because what I do is the right way. Do what you do, and if someone don't want to get someone, they don't want to get it. I think that's fine.
You don't have to get it.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, well, apologies for upsetting that guy's day, and we hope he has a better day. And
yeah, but just realize we earn our privilege, all right? We went and worked hard for 30 years as comedians, doing the shittest gigs ever.
I've just parked the Audi in a half hour spot. No, and I think I've left some Chardonnays on the back seat.
No. Good Lord.
Anyway. Sam doesn't think we're those things.
No.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know. It's hard, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, so what are the topics?
Skivvies and knight's armour.
Oh, right. Well.
Well, it's close. Would you call armour clothes? No.
It's a sort of clothing. I was at a Kieran loves to go to this place. It's an antique warehouse, like in the way out in an industrial estate, and they just have stall after stall after stall of all vintage stuff. And they had some knight's armor there, obviously reproductions.
Yeah,
like they had a big cannon from Crowell Castle. It said,
"I wore
exciting.
One. I wore a
did you
in a sketch for that show we did for Foxtel?
Yeah, right.
Up and Away. What was it called?
Open Slather.
Open Slather. Up and Away.
Did you Up and Away? That was the other name for it.
Up and Away. So armor. So let me get this straight. Did only knights wear armor?
I think so. I mean, you know, armor's interesting because you look at samurais. That's like armor, and that's Japanese.
Yeah.
So you see armor all around the world. When when I was in, because I mean, you know, like at junk shops, that you'll see like replica armor. But when I went to a war museum in France, they had like actual armor from the Napoleon, Knights days.
Yeah. Did you touch it?
No, you couldn't. But it was in like a case.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was little because they were littler back then. Yeah. But it looked heavy.
But that's interesting, though. I wonder if you had to turn up to a fitting. Or did you go to a room where they go, what are you? You're a 12. Yeah. Or no, you're more of a 10. So try this chest plate.
I reckon you would have had to have some kind of fitting. Were you XXL or XL, mate?
Well, I was an XXL, but I've been getting into that chicken and that beef, and I love it.
Medieval feasts.
So if you were a knight, you were special.
Yeah. You had to train, though. You had to...
What's a squire?
Yeah, that's a trainee knight, isn't it? Like, or someone who helps the knights.
Yeah.
And that's where it's sort of like being the apprentice, isn't it? I only know this from movies.
And when they put a watermelon up and they go through and they put the jousting stick through the watermelon's head, didn't they? Was that modern day?
Is that a Knight's Tale? Is that movie?
With the late great
Heath Ledger.
He was a lovely guy. We had him on the panel.
Yeah, I met him. I interviewed him once.
Yeah, he's a really good guy. I liked him a lot. He was just. You know, comfortable in his own skin to a certain extent.
Yes.
So knights were always good guys. So they weren't raping and pillaging and.
Well, I don't know.
Did they, mate? See, if you put your knight outfit on,
yeah,
it's going to go down the shops, right? If you walked into the shops, they're going to go, you can have it for free.
I think they were like rock stars of their day.
Yeah, I reckon they were, but not easy to get around in.
No, was it heavy, the one you wore?
I don't remember it being heavy. I don't remember it being. Yeah, maybe. I don't. It wasn't a thing. It wasn't, because they would be incredibly heavy.
Oh, yeah.
And to swing a sword.
Get on a horse, too.
Get on a horse who would also probably have some armor on as well, a chest plate or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who were the first people to wear armor? Imagine just like a normal soldier in his leather vest or whatever, and then seeing these guys come over the hill.
It's the Middle Ages, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it would have freaked you out seeing the first armor people.
Oh, the first.
Oh, imagine that.
How'd you go the battle today? Oh, let me tell you. What? The guy was wearing metal all over him. No. Yes.
And then you'd have to go back and tell the blacksmiths, well, you've got to make me armor now because they've got armor. Everyone's got armor.
And they joined with bits of leather, aren't they? And chainmail.
Yes, chainmail.
Chainmail is that's for the bendy bits. Isn't it?
Yeah. It's like an undergarment almost you put on.
What was Ned Kelly?
Yeah, that was armor.
Yeah.
He made armor.
He had a head thing.
He had that head thing and a chest thing, yeah.
And that was about it, though. He was kind of like, it was more like he was cooking a barbecue.
Yeah. Pants, nothing. No chaps or anything. No.
And flak jackets. A flak jacket.
They're armor.
That's armor.
Yeah. Like you see in war movies. Yeah, absolutely.
Like the guy, like what police wear there. That's armor.
That's
isn't
armor.
It?
Yeah, the knights.
Bulletproof vest.
Knights are interesting, aren't they? I bet you they had a short lifespan, though. I bet you they didn't last long. Because they used to go and fight wars, but then also the king would use them to entertain him with the jousting and all that crap.
Yeah.
So they're sort of like.
But how do you kill a knight? I mean, if you can't get it through.
They started to come up with ways, probably. Did that, you know. They must have come up with like things that
swords. Knock you off your horse for a start.
Yeah, then stab you below the armor, like in between the armor. There must be gaps in the armor, wouldn't there be?
And let's be honest, what if you wanted to go to the toilet?
Yeah, I know.
You put your armor on. You ready to go? Oh no! What? I've got to. Oh, not again. They must have had some sort of flap scenario at the back.
A flap, you'd reckon.
Yeah, some sort of hinge at the back.
Oh, even for number ones, though, like for there must have been some method. Maybe a pipe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bring down the side of the leg into outside. Like
I would imagine that the back wasn't. No, the back was protected, wasn't it? And down below.
The bum, maybe not so much.
No, because you had to sit. You couldn't sit on a plate.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What I mean, to make armor is a big, big job.
It's
a big job.
It'd be blacksmith banging out a bit of just getting it hot, getting it thinned, banging it out. Is that how they?
Yeah.
Did they do that up at? They didn't do that.
Crow Castle.
Yeah. Oh, Crow Castle.
Probably.
That's where you could go and see some.
Yeah. Some knights jousting.
And what is a knight in shining armour? What does that mean? A saviour.
A saviour. Oh, yeah, that's a good saying. The knight in shining armour.
The guy
armor.
Who comes in and goes, everything's going to be all right. I'm going to take care of it. Yeah. What else can we say? I don't know what else we can
knights.
Say.
Knights. I don't know. I'd like to know how long knights were around for. Like, was it like a 100-year period or like was it a short period? Or
I don't know. I mean,
they were like warriors, though. They were the best fighters, basically.
But I would imagine it would be China would be first with the armour, would they not?
I reckon China.
Before Europe?
Yeah, I reckon maybe. Maybe.
As you said, the
Japanese had it. Yeah. I wonder if they have like, you know, our modern day knights are like the SAS soldiers and those guys that get sent into these war zones. Mm. But now, of course, they come back and there's all these inquiries into what happened over there.
Oh, really?
I wonder if the knights, you know, come back from their...
What were they?
From their wars and they go... I wonder if they had any kind of war crimes back then. They must have. But I bet you there was no no court cases.
You bet. Would knights be... How did they fight in those days? It was just one lineup versus another lineup and away you go?
Yeah, that's a good question. Like World War One kind of thing. Or,
and would they go... Who's going first? Well, you are. Yeah. You've got the outfit on.
You know? Well, the Vikings fought knights. Vikings were probably later than the knights.
Yeah, that's funny. Are you still wearing that outfit?
We just run up the beach with bloody horns on our head, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Cop
seriously,
this.
It is so old-fashioned. And have a cop this. Have a go at that. Look at the newest. This is the newest and latest. I'm Kel Knight.
You're Kel Knight. Name that. Yeah, is that relevant? Probably not. Kel Knight and Kath Day.
Excuse me. There's a fly. There's
bugs
flying around.
All right, well, let's do skivvies then. Skivvies are funny. Skivvies are...
Skivvy intimates something straight away. When you say the word... If I said to you, hi, Dave, I like your new skivvy.
Yeah.
Not giving off a real...
It's daggy.
It's daggy.
It's nerdy.
It's likable daggy.
Yeah. It's like who when we were kids, we wore skivvies.
Yeah.
Skivvies and cords. And then you would watch shows and people would have skivvies on.
The Curiosity Show.
Yes. Dean
had no mustache and he just had a goatee beard no mustache. I don't know what made him grow just the beard.
Sort of a scientist thing. And he always had a skivvy on, didn't he? Like nerdy.
Did.
And then later on, Steve Jobs would wear the skivvy.
Oh, yeah.
The polo kind of skivvy. Yeah.
Polo... A skivvy infers thin material to me, whereas a polo infers woolen jumper.
Woolen, but it's still a look, the round neck.
Play school often.
Oh, wear. They often have skivvies on play school.
Yeah.
The Wiggles.
They
were skivvies,
they're number one.
Weren't they?
They brought the... There's that
I think it's a mozzie. What is that thing?
I don't know, but it could be...
I tell you what, though, but if you... Skivvies were warm. Oh,
because,
warm.
Yeah, they... I mean, it's all about the layers. Because if you put a skivvy underneath a shirt... Would you now, to keep warm, would you wear a skivvy underneath a collared shirt and then a jumper on top?
No, but I've got a singlet on to keep warm, but I tell
it's
you what.
It's about layers.
If I went to Antarctica or somewhere really cold, I'd put a skivvy on. No worries. Wouldn't worry me at all.
Here we are in the Antarctica, and geez, we're all a bit cold, but not Dave. Why is that?
Got a skivvy on.
Got a skivvy on. Good on you, Dave.
Remember there was a band called, in the 80s, late 80s, called The Sharp. And they had a song called Train of Thought, and they all wore skivvies. And then the D-Gen did a piss take called Skivvies Are Back.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, Skivvies Are Back.
I could see Rob Sitch in a skivvy.
Rob Sitch is a big fan of the polo.
He
used to wear the polo on the panel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was I going to say?
Because I remember I used to wear a polo into Nova, and Kate Langbrook said, oh, you're very Rob Sitch with your polo. I'm taking that as a compliment.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's...
Because like an intellectual.
See, when I do it, I don't look good.
You don't look good?
No. I think Rob Sitch looks
Rob
great.
Carries it off.
He looks good. Yeah. But I think that was more of a polo than it was a skivvy, wasn't it?
That's a polo.
What Rob was wearing.
Yeah, who else carries off a polo? Steve Jobs. You've got to be intellectual, don't you? You've got to be a heavy hitter. That kind of John Fain type, that kind of...
Oh, yeah.
Anyone with the ABC, James O'Loughlin, for example, he could carry off her. But Carl Barron, no. Not Apollo. No. Husey, no.
No, not Apollo at all. You just go, what happened? You know.
Sammy J, Apollo.
He would do Apollo.
Anyone with ABC credentials would do Apollo, I reckon. Do a good Apollo.
And so, like, you can, like for skiing, you were.
Oh yeah, well they wear them skivvy in Europe. Skiing. Yeah.
But here's the thing: are you a natural fiber guy? Or are you happy to go with an artificial?
No,
fiber?
I don't care.
Oh, because they make me sweat.
Yeah,
unless it's cotton or wool. I'm wearing one today.
Yeah, that's a wind cheater. That's like a wind cheater.
And I'm just revealing my top. But this is a New Zealand 100% wool.
Is it?
It's a skivvy without a skivvy collar.
Yeah, without the neck. Yeah,
without the neck. I wear it every day of the year. No, not the year, of the winter.
That's great.
Yeah, it's great.
And it keeps you warm?
Oh, fantastic. And there's one layer, two layers.
Do you wear a singlet?
No.
No, I see I wear a singlet. So
you wear a singlet?
Oh, yeah. I started wearing singlets maybe 10 years ago, and it's been great.
I remember I was staying with my cousins when I was about... This is not a great story. I was staying with my cousins and... sorry, it's not a great story. But we were getting dressed in the morning and I put my underpants on. Then I put my singlet on.
Right. You tucked it in? You tucked it in your undies?
I tucked it in. And he goes, my cousin Jamie goes, I noticed you didn't pull your singlet out from the bottom of your underpants.
Yeah, it goes right through to the...
Right through. You go, pull it through. Do you pull it through right?
No.
Yeah. Anyway, so... I go, I don't normally do that. I just tuck it in the top. And he goes to me, yeah, well, you're going to wear it like that when you're staying here. So it was like, if you're staying in our house,
you're going to tuck your singlet in through
your singlet in and pull it out from your legs as well. Otherwise, you're out of here, dude.
It's funny that you remember that.
I was intimidated by his singlet theory. So you, what sort of, have you got arms or is it a singlet?
No, it's just like a blue.
So oh, blue. It's like,
the wife beater, what they call it. Yeah.
Oh, that's the classic. Oh,
I love wearing a singlet.
Worker, yeah. Isn't it?
Yes.
That and a pair of...
Well, I just picked a TV up the road, off the road, and carried it to the truck.
It all comes very naturally.
Well, I don't know how much more we can say about skivvies.
Well, do men, is it a gender thing? Women, do women wear skivvies?
Oh, yes. I mean,
you're more likely
women
to see...
Women look good in skivvies, actually.
They look
better
fantastic.
Than men.
They look
better
great in skivvies.
There was a whole thing in that... It must have been the 70s, the 80s, where they'd had women in sort of skivvy polo necks because it hugs their figure in ads and stuff.
I remember. There's a very... I don't know, you sound like creepy old men now. But there's a gorgeous look that some women wear where they wear a skivvy, but it doesn't... It's cut off at the arms.
Oh!
Oh, it's fantastic. Well, creepy.
I'm a
creepy old guys. Warning.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need some thinking music. What should we do? What can we have? Skivvy? Knights? We can have a scene from a Knights movie? Knights of Nim or whatever?
We could have something from Monty Python. The Wiggles. They're all skivvies. We could have something
We can have the D-Gen Skivvies Are Back.
Skivvies. Or we could do...
back.
Why don't we... I said it before. Why don't we do like two guys comparing their armor?
Oh, okay.
And one's got the old model and one's got the new model.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So we need some dingle dingle.
Yeah. Where are we in a training yard or a horse yard?
Yeah. Well, maybe we're
horses.
We're standing around like getting ready to go out to battle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
How are you, Keith? Sorry, Sir Keith, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. I'm at Squire. How's the training going?
It's going all right. You know, I'm getting there. I'm like a junior level knight.
Yeah.
You're senior, though.
How's the Yama working for you?
Yeah. Well, I got my breastplate on. I got that on.
Yeah.
And it's a bit stiff, though. And then I've got my arm plates.
Yeah.
I've got them happening here.
Yeah.
And then I've got my helmet.
Yeah. Yeah, look at us.
Yours look more modern than mine.
Well, I've got the M2000.
This is only the M180.
Yeah, the 180. Yeah, look, I had that a couple of years ago. Look, I've got to be honest. You're not going to last long out there.
Really?
No, because like
I noticed this has got a few holes in it.
Yeah,
and
you're quite restricted. Now look, watch my arm. Watch what I can do with my arms. Look at that. Look.
Oh, you're swinging them around your head.
Yeah,
I'll try that. Hang on. Ugh. No, I can't do that.
You can't do it because that's the older model. So, you know, it's just this is just the latest thing. It's the latest thing.
And what have you got on your your legs.
Oh, well, watch this. Watch this. You ever seen a knight do the splits?
No.
Yeah, watch this. One, two, three.
Oh! I'll try that. One, two, three.
Yeah. See? Again.
I get stuck. My legs, there's no bendy bit or anything.
That's exactly right. You know.
Well, what have you got? You got the latest thing.
I got the new one. It's the latest thing.
It's the latest thing.
It's the latest thing. I would, if you do a bit of pillaging, go and earn some money. Now, watch what I can do with my head. Watch this.
Oh, wow, you're turning your whole head around.
Right, or I can see, I can turn my head. You try and turn yours.
Hang on, just...
You ain't going to turn your whole body. You look stupid. You look stupid.
Oh, this M180's no good.
Hey, Tony, come have a look. Show Tony what you've done.
No, I want to show Tony. Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Show him how you move.
Model.
How you move. Go ahead, show him how you move your arms.
They're all laughing at me.
You've got to get... the new outfit.
The latest thing?
The latest thing.
All right. Yeah, can you take that helmet off?
Me?
Yeah.
This is interesting. Watch how easy it is to take the helmet off. It's two moves. One, two, and it's off.
Wow. All right. You know, you're a bit annoying. I'm going to hit you in the head with my mallet.
Wait a minute. What is it?
I hit you on the head.
Yeah.
You know what that is? That's the latest thing. Oh, boy.
Jeez,
I was right there
with
Sir Keith.
Sir Keith, I didn't even get your name. You were just a little squire.
Rodney.
Rodney.
Rodney the Squire. It's a good name for a squire.
Okay,
so what's your answer?
I am going to say that they invented the skivvy because they couldn't have metal touching their body. So the knights in shining armour were the first people to wear a skivvy, probably out of lamb's wool or something like that, or cotton maybe, so the armour didn't hurt their skin.
Yeah, I don't know what else I could say. Skivvies and knights. Knights, so you're saying the knights were the first people to wear skivvies?
Well, look, it may have been chainmail, for all I know, but I reckon they had something made of cloth that came, and the neck rolled right up because that's where the metal would rub against your neck. I'm a historian when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah. Protecting of the neck. I reckon they were invented by knights to prevent, I was going to say mosquito bites. I don't know. I think I'll just go with what you're saying. What is the answer, Sam?
Skivvies were invented hundreds of years ago around the 15th century. They were originally designed to protect the necks of knights wearing chainmail. Royalty adopted the high neck fashion with the height and volume of the neck ruffle indicating status.
Well, we're right.
We're right. And I love the fact that the royalty looked at it and went, we should wear that in the court, you know?
Didn't they have lots of...
The fluffy neck things.
That's fascinating. And
that high neck, those fluffy things around their necks.
So it's recreating something of what a courageous person would wear in the battlefield.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
So next time you see the Wiggles...
They're like knights.
You know, if the Wiggles... I know the Wiggles probably love listening to this show.
Definitely am a Wiggle. We mentioned her the other week.
But she's gone.
Yeah, but she's still a Wiggle, though.
Once a
Wiggle, probably Murray. Murray probably listens.
Once a Wiggle, always a Wiggle. And if you see something, you're never out of the gang. So I reckon they should think about wearing armour and writing a song about it.
I reckon you're right. I wonder if Wiggles are like the old Wiggles, like sleeper cells, where they just get a call one day, we need you at 4 o'clock in Bathurst.
Yeah, absolutely.
God damn it.
You will come.
Yeah. It will perform.
I reckon Feathersword, is that his name?
Yeah.
He's perfect for armour.
Feathersword, yes.
Perfect. In fact, I would like to see some Wiggles jousting.
That'd be great.
So that jousting was purely sport, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was entertainment, I believe. Yeah, it was entertainment. And so the Wiggles are entertainment. It's just a natural step. You know,
How would the song go?
Justy. You've fallen off your horse.